There are numerous strong, beautiful, culturally aware young Jamaican women who are movers and shakers in their communities. These young women are dream chasers and change makers, poised for greatness, and are queens in their own right. This is The Arts Page, and today we'll be focusing on the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC's 2014 Festival Queen Competition. Stay with us. Come Saturday, July 19, the Rani Williams Entertainment Center will come alive with the staging of the 2014 Festival Queen Competition. 13 outgoing, talented, and culturally aware parish queens will be vying for the coveted title of JCDC Festival Queen 2014-2015. The competition seeks to encourage entrants to make a difference in national development and nation building, and will be held under the theme Jamaican Women Shaping Our Culture and Our Nation.
The winner will become a cultural ambassador for Jamaica, not only here in Jamaica, but also internationally. And she has the responsibility, you know, of showcasing the best of Jamaica for our culture and our creative industry.
Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the JCDC, Stephen Davidson. The Festival Queen will also assist in the development of her community while representing herself as a role model for other young women across the island. And I said, the Miss Festival Queen competition encourages the development of cultural awareness, talent, and creativity in contestants. And while doing so, it also seeks to highlight and showcase the work of local designers, seamstresses, and tailors who get a chance to design the gowns of the beautiful finalists. The crowning of the 2014-2015 JCDC Festival Queen is an event you don't want to miss. The evening of pomp and pageantry will be showcasing the varied talents of the contestants, but they won't be the only performers for the evening. Because your way is too beautiful. Culturally conscious and roots reggae artist Romaine Virgo will be adding to the musical mix. As the music fades and the screams from the crowd lulls to a hush, the new queen will be crowned. The winner takes it all. A symbol of change, cultural awareness, and noteworthy character, she will become an ambassador for Jamaica. And besides the coveted crown, she will also be taking home a number of prizes.
The winner will take home $500,000. In cash prize, along with other gift items and, you know, gift packages from our various sponsors.
Prizes will also be awarded to the second and third runners-up. If you, like me, want to be in the crowd cheering for your parish queen on July 19, you know what to do. But if you do not, here's how to ensure you reserve your space. Simply visit or call any JCDC office to purchase your ticket.
It's going to be a wonderful family show, and public sector workers can get a special rate. We also have group rates available for 20 and over.
Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the JCDC, Stephen Davidson. Remember to get your ticket and come decked out in your national colors with a toops of white at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center for the staging of the JCDC Festival Queen competition. And that's it for The Arts Page. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which results in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.